the service, give our visitor minister time to this evening.
Everybody happy tonight? And let your face know it and say, thank you, Lord, for all the things. Amen. Remember all of the sick among us. The Lord would be with each one. Pray that he'd bless. And just remember this coming weekend now, Brother Quinn will be with us to minister. So remember that and keep all of that in your mind and all. And we're glad to hear from these brothers from the foreign fields and things. And we pray that God will bless them. And so let's just sing Open the Eyes of My Heart as Brother Danny Del Mundo from the Philippines comes to speak the word of the Lord unto us tonight, all right? Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you.
Amen.
I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy,
thank you, Lord.
You are holy, 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 holy. I want to see you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible said, blessed are those who are humble, for they shall see God. Amen. So that's the only way where we can see Him, and that's to humble ourselves before Him. And probably that's the thought where we are going tonight. Amen. We can close. I can say goodbye. All right. So you see, let's go straight to the reading of the Word tonight. Amen. In Psalms chapter 65, let's read verse 4. It says here, this very familiar scripture, blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple.
Amen.
Amen. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your blood. And tonight, we certainly appreciate your presence because that's the only way where we can meet you. And once again, Lord, bless this church, this congregation. Bless Brother Samuel, Lord God, his family and his ministry and all the people that are standing with him to propagate this end time gospel. We thank you and we give you all the glory and honor in Jesus Christ's wonderful name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. You may be seated. Amen. Praise the Lord. I would like to greet you once again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's good to be back here and, really appreciate Brother Samuel for always giving me the opportunity when there's opportunity. Amen.
Amen.
And good to see my friend Brother Wade. Amen. Brother Luis and his family. Glad to see them. Also, I saw Brother John. Amen. So God bless you. And we're just doing good by God's grace. Amen. A lot of things are really going on the other side.
Amen.
Amen. But praise God, we cannot do anything without Him. Amen. And we really, really, really appreciate your prayers and letting us feel that you are behind us.
Amen.
To push on and press on.
Amen.
With this ministry. Amen. So back there in the Philippines, there's still a lot of things going on in various islands.
Amen.
And also we have the opportunity to be able to witness and propagate this gospel to the other parts of Southeast Asia.
Amen.
And there's some and many developments that are actually going on, particularly in Myanmar. Before I have mentioned to you, and I will keep on mentioning, because the Lord has been so good. Because since I started going to Myanmar in 2005, if I'm not mistaken, it is quite different today, because at that time they were still under the military junta, where, you know, there were soldiers everywhere, and the moment you step into the airport, to the immigration, they will check your itinerary, and they will really check you on the hotels that you have indicated as you enter. So, but today things have changed, because now their economy is also moving forward.
Amen.
A lot of things are going on. You see a lot of construction going on.
Amen.
And I believe it is God's way of doing these things, so that the gospel will be, you know, we don't have much time.
That's
to
right.
propagate this end time.
Amen.
Gospel. And so probably way back in 2012, I was praying, because every time we go there, we oftentimes see the same people, the same ministers. And the Lord has placed in my heart a great burden, and I was praying, Lord, you know, if you are pleased with what I'm doing here in Myanmar, I pray that you give me more new open doors.
Amen.
And new and younger translators, where, you know, we can travel around. And in so short a time, since probably 2 years ago, the Lord has opened up new doors.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Now we have started a work. I sent you some reports on that. And there's a place which is called PA Province, 7 hours from Yangon. And it's really fresh. It is message from the ground. It's now a group who have come out of the denomination. We baptized the pastor, his family, and probably close to 30 of his congregation have been baptized. One of them was a Buddhist nun who's been in the Buddhist. Only then I knew there were nuns also in the Buddhist. It is a Buddhist nun, an old woman, and she heard about this faith, and she got baptized.
Amen.
And there was a man behind. Now, before the start of the service, they were singing, and the pastor was saying something. I just took a picture in front, and I was able to take a picture up to the background.
Mm-hmm.
And I never noticed that. And then when the following day, there were 12 people who decided to be baptized.
Amen.
And one of the brothers, or one of the men, the pastor testified, his brother is T. Ong, that's his name, and he testified that one of the the brothers that got baptized was also a Buddhist, faithful, and he just happened to pass by, and he was standing at the back. If I have opportunity, I can show you the picture. He was standing at the back, and I was able to locate him in the picture that I took the day before. And he had no clothes, you know, these Buddhists, you know, they just have this kind of garment, you know. And he asked the pastor, he said, I like what I heard, and I want to attend tomorrow again, because I conducted 3 days message presentation to them. And he said, I want to go back tomorrow, but I don't have proper, you know, proper clothing whatsoever. And the pastor gave him, okay, you just go. And then on the same day when we talked about the baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he was among the brethren that have been baptized too. So, it's a wonderful thing that in that area, this is a small group, but by God's grace, it is hard to avail, piece of property there because it is a Buddhist dominated community. By God's grace and provision, we were able to purchase a piece of property. Amen. And Lord willing, amen, depending on God's provision, I believe that the Lord continued to see the need and all these things. And I believe one of these days a church building will be put up in that. And, you know, it is something that they say it's something close to impossible because it's a Buddhist community, and to be able to purchase, at least we have already overcome the say it's close. Now we realize it's not impossible. It's nothing is impossible with God. So if the Lord provided for a piece of property, amen, He is more than able to provide a church building in that area, and that is my prayer. And so also we're doing mission works in Japan now, and I'm working closely with the brothers. Probably 2 years ago, Brother Craig Boer and Brother Tim Pruitt approached me because they were doing missionary works in Gifu, which is probably 6 or 8 hours by train in Gifu. And there were a few souls that they were visiting there. And when I met them, I told them, well, there is much action going on in Tokyo, and and they say if we can go together and put our efforts together, then we will be able to accomplish more. And so at one time we traveled there together, January of the other year. So Brother Craig, Brother Timothy Pruitt, and another brother, Brother George Winters, we went there together, and we gathered all the believers, some of them Chinese believers who moved into Japan, and they are now residents of Japan. And then these new believers, I baptized, in my first trip. The Lord has given me 2 souls, a mother, and not the doctrine, the 2 souls doctrine, but the mother and her son, which are pure Japanese, and they got baptized. And then when we were together there, there is a couple, the name of the woman was Ruth, and she's married to a Dutch brother, and they used to be missionaries in Japan. They go to Ghana, and they even went to the Philippines before. But when we met them, they testified that they were looking for things, because they have come out of the denomination already. Right. And when they come out of the denomination, because they said we become so tired of these things that are going on, and we found out, you know, that the Lord is dealing with us. And so they were already at home, gathering few people and testifying about the goodness of the Lord. So they came out of the denomination even before we met them. Amen. But at that same day, Brother Timothy, Brother Craig, and Brother George were leaving, but I will be leaving home back to the Philippines the following day. And so we just discussed something, and I believe on the we took breakfast together before they went to the brothers went to the airport. And then in the process of our conversation, to cut the story short, they got excited and they said, well, we are running out of time, but if Brother Danny will still spend, I believe I mentioned part of this last year, if Brother Danny has time, can we still sit down with you? And so we had it in the small room where I was staying. Amen. And then, the continuation of that story, they got excited about this message. Yeah. And when we discussed about the Laodicean age, the sister said, you mean Jesus Christ is already outside the church when we talk about the Laodicean church? Well, that's what the Bible is saying, And said, oh my, she said, the woman testified. And she said, oh my, I thought we were just trying to be different. Now we know that the Lord is really leading us, and we believe that there is more into it. So that was the first time that we met. And then recently, when we had the continuation, and we have already introduced them the prophet,
Amen.
And they have accepted Brother Branham
Amen.
As the prophet. So Amen. I believe this is already a good good sign.
Right. Sure.
Amen. Japan is so different.
Yeah.
Japan is so different. They're so close, and it's really hard to talk to them. Amen. But I know the Lord has
Amen.
Means to
oh,
do
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
and
right.
so, Brother Vernon has a sister in his church, in his congregation, that was married to a Japanese. And so we are arranging a trip together, because now the Japanese is quite old, and their children have been brought into Japan already. And the sister previously was hesitant to go to move to Japan because there was no message church there.
Right.
And so Brother Vernon said, we're doing a work there. And so now the whole family is already in Japan.
Right.
So Lord willing, Brother Vernon and myself will be going there together and start in their family, so you just include that in your prayers.
Amen.
Amen. And also, if you heard something about the Laos believers, they are under challenge now, because previously they were being attacked, because one of the pastors who got baptized and received this message, the denomination are so influential in this communist country. And it's still illegal, unless you are identified with the churches that are recognized by the government,
yeah.
you cannot preach. So when these brothers were baptized, they were being pressured by the authorities, because the denominations have so much influence in the government. Because now they become illegal, because they came out of those recognized
yeah.
organization.
Right. Yeah.
And it is not the authorities are being forced, and they were being placed in such a position that they had to present, they were being questioned, and so why do you have to baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ while they are baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, in these titles? And these people who are mediating or judging them were communists. They don't know about the Bible, Then they said, and then these brethren just stood and said, well, we just, they were the ones who led us to believing the Bible. and we recognize that. But the Bible that we believe, and they were the ones who introduced us to the Bible, now we found out that this Bible teaches that people must be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then they pointed that to the scripture, and these judges were looking at the scriptures and said, yeah, that's right. It is in your Bible.
Yeah.
It is in your Bible. So, in the initial investigation, it looks like they gained some kind of advancement in this thing. It looks like they were, so that's the good point of it. But lately, we got another news that, it looks like something have happened, and the authorities are turning their backs on what they have declared previously. And so, again, we're asking your prayers for these Laos believers. I believe it's they are having a hard time. The denominations are giving so much pressure on them through the authorities because they are not recognized. But one of the authorities said, well, what you have to do, amen, is if you have 7 groups or 5 groups, and then you can apply for your own, organization. And then if the government will recognize you, then you will not have a problem. Sure. Okay. Well, so I believe, that thing will come out later, but at this point in time, nothing has happening yet except the pressures on our brethren. So we cannot go to the Laos area, but what we normally do, there is a place in Thailand which is called the Triangle, where in that place you have Thailand, you have Cambodia, and you have Laos. So the Laos people and the Cambodian believers, they just cross to Thailand, and we rent a place in a hotel, and there we do the Bible studies. And so in that way, we have no problem rather than crossing Laos, which is quite hard. So everything is in the hand of the Lord. These are actually open doors. Indonesia is moving forward. They are doing mission works on their own. As I mentioned to you, there were only 3 churches when I came there in 2003. But now we have more than, more than probably 2 dozens or close to 30 churches in Indonesia that are spreading this message, except those works in the homes. So last year, I was able to have another 2 trips in Indonesia, but I am inclined in spending more time in Myanmar now as they need more some encouragement. So with all your prayers, and by the way, Brother Vernon, when he knew that I was going to Myanmar, he shared part of the mission fund, and Brother Vernon is doing a good job. Amen. And so in that way, you are part of that missionary trip. Okay? So God bless you, and let's go back to the preaching of the word. Amen. So at this point, I just want to talk about a simple subject, which is the right approach towards the word of God. Amen. So everything, I believe, there is always an approach, just like being mentioned here in Psalm chapter 65. He said, blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causes to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. Amen. So I like what Brother Branham said. He said, there is always a right approach in everything. Let me put it this way. As Brother Branham said, You see, remember, Jesus, when he was here on earth, talking to a bunch of people who was very religious, very fine, very cultured, a very zealous people of God. But Jesus said to them, in vain you worship me, teaching for doctrine their traditions of men. Yeah. Remember how pious those people were and how zealous of God. I believe if we were counting the people who were more zealous of today or that day, they would be more zealous than we are. Far more, when it comes to keeping the traditions and laws and things, they lived by those. And they were very zealous of God, and they believed God. Right. But Jesus, God made flesh among us, said, in vain do you worship me. Mm-hmm. Now, he didn't say they didn't worship him. Yeah. Right. They were worshiping him, but in vain. Right. Amen. Amen? So again, we go back to the book of Genesis, and we find two men there, both of them worship God. Amen. And I believe when we categorize them in sincerity, in the way they want to please God, amen, both of them were sincere. But, you know, as the prophet of God said, we can be sincere. People can be sincere and yet sincerely wrong. And that was proven in that occasion. Cain was sincere. Amen. He offered the best of his harvest. He offered the first fruit of his harvest, I believe. Amen. But we notice that the only difference is Abel's approach.
Right.
He approached the worship. He approached God in the right manner. Right. He approached God in the right way.
Amen.
Amen. So, and said, now far more when it comes to keeping the traditions and laws, they lived by those and they were very zealous of God and they believed God. But Jesus, God made flesh among us, said, in vain do you worship me. Now he didn't say they didn't worship him. They were worshiping him, but in vain. Yeah. Now, below he said, worship in the place that I have chosen. He quoted the scripture, but I'm not going to read that to save time. Now, chosen what? He said, in this place shows that he has a place where all people worship. Other places are in vain. And in this same place, he said, I have chosen also to put my name in this place. I'll choose a place. And I'll put my name in it. And in this place that is going to worship. Now, this shows that there is one place, just one. It must be God's choosing. It can't be ours. We have no choice coming. He's already chosen it. Now, what God chooses is right. Amen? I can choose wrong, you can choose wrong, but God cannot. Choose right. After all, he is the one that being worshipped. And he's got the place where he wants his worshipers to meet there, and we must meet him there. That's the only place that he stays, only place that he will hear you from. Amen. And I like that. So blessed is the man whom thou choosest. So there are two things that I see here. God choose a place where he put his name. And also, amen, in the book of Psalms, he said he also choose men to approach him.
Amen.
Now, this is something hard to the people, but this is something scriptural.
Amen. Right.
Amen. Meaning there are people who approach him, but their worship are in vain.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
But we're so glad we have the message of the hour.
Amen.
Amen. That provided us a way and means to be able to approach him.
Amen.
Amen. In the right way and in the right place.
Right.
Amen. And he's the one doing this.
Amen.
And Brother Branham said, it is God's choosing.
Yeah. Right.
All right. And so he's saying, God's choosing, and God, you know, he has a pattern to approach him.
Right.
And so the vindicated prophet has preached to us the three stages of grace, and
Amen.
We're very much familiar with that. And this is God's choosing.
Amen.
Right. Amen. So we approach him, and we should recognize his way. We have recognized his pattern,
right.
And that's why we are being justified.
Right.
By faith, we're being justified.
Amen.
And you know, when we are being justified, we have not done anything yet.
Yeah. Right.
It's all his doing.
Right.
When we approach Him and we're being justified, you know, it's Him who picked us. We were unworthy, we were undeserving, we are disqualified. Amen. But because, amen, it is His own way, it is His own choosing. Amen. He was able to provide the way for us. Amen. And by His own choosing, we were able to see the message of justification. Amen. The just shall live by faith. And then, that's why I said, you know, but in the first stage of grace, which is justification, we have not done anything yet. It's all His grace. Amen. When I'm justified, you know, justified means, you are being counted as perfect. We're not yet perfect, but we're just being justified. We're just being counted as perfect. Amen. Because instead of looking to our condition, instead of looking to our needs, instead of looking to our shortcomings, amen, Brother Branham said, He looked through His blood. Amen. And only His blood can justify us. It's not any form of religion, any goodness that we do. Amen. Any act that we do. Amen. Has nothing to do with it. It's all by His grace. Amen. And there is no other way. Amen. And so in this day and age, we believe, you know, that people, they go to their church, they go to their denomination, they become part, amen, they become members of all these organizations, amen, but they cannot approach God in the way God wants it to be. Because the right approach is always to recognize the sacrifice. Just like in the Old Testament, you know, in the tabernacle, you know, you have to pass through the altar and you have to kill the sacrifice. Amen. And you have to honor that.
Yeah.
Amen. There's no other way. Nope. Amen. So unless a man recognize the sacrifice, and you cannot recognize the sacrifice without recognize God's vindicated prophet.
Amen. That's right.
So before they left Egypt, talking about Israel, they had to recognize, they had to listen to their prophet.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Because God spoke to that prophet that they had to choose a lamb.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
amen. That every head of the family should kill a lamb and they have to eat in haste.
Amen.
All right. But, you know, we know that not all the homes, not all the houses at that time killed lamb. And so, unless the angel of death can pass through the doors and see that blood being applied, you know, it will not pass over them. And so, that's why, you know, the prophet was saying, and he was illustrating, you know, there was a son who was who kept on asking, Father, have you killed the lamb? Have you listened to the prophet? Because he was so nervous. Because he heard the cries of the mothers in their neighborhood. And said, oh, that's the cry of my friend's mother. So the boy, amen, could have thought, or maybe his father did not listen to the prophet. And so my friend was the firstborn in the family, and his mother was crying. So the boy was so nervous. Amen. But you see, the father said, Brother Brandon said, now look at the table. Amen. There's our lamb. Amen. Look at the doors. That's the blood down there. Amen. And so, you see all this thing. Amen. Because they listened to the prophet, and the prophet pointed them to the right sacrifice. Hallelujah. And so they were spared. Amen. And all those who obeyed the prophet in their day. Amen. Continued to live, and they were able to come out of Egypt. All right, so it's the same thing today. Without recognizing the vindicated prophet of God, you will not be able to recognize the message of the hour. Because the sacrifice, amen, is none other than the word that is being broken. Amen, it's the same thing that the lamb that was being shared to the family, amen, being killed by the father and being shared to the family, amen, and it come from a vindicated prophet of God.
Right.
So that's why, you see, outside of the message of the hour, there's no hope for the rapture. They can talk about the rapture. They can wait for the rapture. Wherever they are, they can talk about it. Amen. But there's no reality in that. Unless they accept the message of the hour. Amen. You can just talk about it. You can. People can just wait for the coming rapture. Amen. But it will not be realized. And, and we're sorry for them. But you see, but that's the truth.
Amen.
Amen. And so unless, you know, so that's why the message of the hour has the only power to justify a man.
Amen. Right.
Yes. Amen. That a sinner can pass through. Amen. Because this is the only means where we will be able to identify ourselves to the sacrifice. Amen, in the day and age that we are living in.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so through that justification, we can move forward on to the sanctification. You know, there were people who are better, who has better lives than us. Amen. You cannot put finger in their lives. Amen. They can do good works. All right. And you know, you see people, a lot of Christian foundations, a lot of good things that they're doing all over the world.
Right,
and you can really appreciate what they're doing.
Right.
Amen. Right. But unless you do something where the message of the hour, the word for the day is the foundation.
Right.
Yeah, it will help. It can excite people, you know. But unless it is according to the word of God in this day.
Right.
Amen. It will always go in vain.
Amen.
That's what Jesus said. In vain do they worship me.
Right.
Because it's the doctrine.
Right.
Amen. It's the word.
Amen.
Amen. So you see, and then we move on and we're talking over the breakfast table this morning. And you see, just like there's a difference between accepting God as your personal Savior, accepting Him as your Lord.
Right. Right.
Amen.
Right.
But there is another side of it.
Right. Right.
Amen. And we must be accepted by Him. And our faith can only be accepted. Amen. Through the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because that is God's provided way. And so this is the way to approach Him. We must go, amen, to justification, sanctification, and baptism of the Holy Ghost. This is the only way. Amen. And so what do you expect, amen, from an organization?
Right.
There's no way to be justified.
Right.
And we do not claim exclusive salvation. There are many, there are many means to be saved.
Right.
Amen. You know, there are people, Brother Benham said, there are people who do good things to the bride, and you know, in the end, eventually, they may be able to receive benefits from it, and they will be surprised.
Amen.
Right. Amen. So we do not, we do not, but we're talking about the body change. We're talking about the rapture here. We're talking about sitting beside Him in His throne.
Amen.
And that's we are after.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so, it only goes to the approach.
Amen.
Amen. And in this approach, God builds a standard that we should meet Him.
Amen. Right.
Amen. And you see, the message tells us that, you know, there is a certain condition that we must meet Him. And that's why we have the stature of a perfect man.
Right.
And I believe this is God's standard in this day.
Amen.
Amen. Because these are all the potentials. These are all the characteristics.
Amen.
And this is not our faith. This is not our own temperance. This is His nature.
Amen.
Glory. Amen. That's why we are partakers. We're partakers of the divine nature.
Amen.
And so to be able to meet God's standard, amen, we must be able to sit on His provided table, provided food in this day, and we must partake.
Amen.
Amen? And so, that's why you see, by partaking of His Word, we are partaking of His nature. We are partaking of His divine nature. Amen? By His grace, He's building up His own characteristics in us. Amen? Building Himself. Amen? So that He may be able to mirror Himself through our nature, through our characteristics, through our lives. That we will be able to manifest not our lives, not our organizational life, not our church life, but His life.
Amen.
Amen. Will be, must be displayed in this generation that we are living in. And we can only do that by partaking on His Word. Because whatever we eat, amen, it becomes, amen, it becomes us. Amen. And when we partake of His Word, we become the Word. Hallelujah. That he can see Himself in us. Amen. He can see Himself in us. He can mold us. And at times, all these characteristics, you know, can only come, you know, by trials and persecutions and testings and, you know, temptations that we overcome. Hallelujah. Amen. And so, I remember Job once said, you know, let me quote it. He said, "For I know, He know the way that I take."
Right.
Amen. God knows everything in us.
Right.
Amen. And all the trials, you know, that comes along with it, God knows everything.
Right.
Amen. You know, God is the author and finisher
Amen.
Of our faith.
Amen.
He's the beginning and the ending. He's the Alpha and the Omega.
Amen.
Amen. So that's why, because He's the beginning and the end, He shows us the beginning.
Amen.
He shows us the end.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
But the sad thing, He does not show us in between.
Right.
That's why people are, you know, people sometimes are surprised. Why these things are happening to me? I'm a believer. I'm standing for the truth. How come these things are coming in? Amen. I never expected it. You know, that statement is not new to all of us. I never expected it.
Yeah.
And at times, because of the hardships that we're going through, because of the trials that we're going through. Amen. Parents, the trials that they're going through with their children.
Right.
Amen. And sometimes the other way around, you know.
Yeah.
And pastors, you know, all these things, we come through things that we never expected.
That's right. Amen.
Right. Amen. But by God's grace, because we knew, amen, we knew where we come from,
amen.
And we know where we are heading for,
amen.
Amen, we've got that kind of revelation, hallelujah. So when God sent Moses to Israel, amen, they knew the promise. Joseph died believing that there is a deliverer that must come. And he said, when he comes, dig my bones. Amen. And bring it to the promised land.
Amen.
So he died believing.
Amen.
Amen. From the beginning of his life, when he began to understood and to understand God's word.
Right.
Amen. He was expecting for a deliverer.
Yeah.
Amen. And he never fell from that kind of condition.
Right.
So he died believing.
Amen.
Right. Amen. And so because he died believing, God fulfilled his word.
Amen.
Because he heard the cry of his people. And he sent a prophet, you know, and they were expecting, you know, you're living in a place, in a land, you know, filled with milk and honey.
Yeah.
Everything was good.
Uh-huh.
Amen. But he never showed they're going to pass through the wilderness.
Yeah.
Never. They never had any idea that they have to cross the Red Sea.
Yeah, right.
Amen. They have to pass through Kadesh Barnea.
Yeah.
Amen. They suffered a lot.
That's right.
Because God told them the beginning and the end.
Right.
Amen. Amen. And so this is our greatest comfort.
Amen.
That whenever, wherever we are, whatever condition we have, we know.
Right.
Amen. And so, with these things, any problem that comes our way, any struggle that comes our way, we know how to approach
Amen.
It.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
And we see things, you know, that's why the words are becoming a reality to us.
Amen.
All things work together for good.
Amen.
Amen to them that love God. So all these things, you know, God has a standard that we should meet Him. And when Jesus said, you know, be ye perfect. Right. Amen. Mm-hmm. As your Father in heaven is perfect.
Right.
Amen. Of course, we understand that it's not our own perfection, it's His perfection.
Right. Right.
Amen. Just like when Moses was standing in that holy ground, it was God who said, you know, that identified that place was a holy place.
Right.
He was standing on a holy ground.
Amen.
But it's the same mountain all throughout.
Right.
Amen. But what changed the condition was the presence of God.
Right.
Amen. And so Moses, because of the presence of God, he had to approach it.
Right. Right.
Amen. He had to approach it because there is the presence of the Lord. So you see, in the message, water from the rock, he said, if you just know the right approach to it, you could walk right up and receive it just like that. That's all. Because if God promised anything and you don't receive it, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So, if we're so sure that God promised us something.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen? God is able to do it.
Right.
Amen? We just have to approach it in the right way.
Right.
And you see, it gives us a signal. You know, Brother Branham said, there's just something wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen? And what's wrong with it?
Right. Right.
Amen? So let me just read you a scripture here. On the approach. And see in the scripture, in Luke 22, verse 63. And the men that held Jesus mocked him and smote him. And when they had blindfolded him, they struck him on the face and asked him, saying, prophesy, who is it that smote thee? And many other things blasphemously spake they against him.
Yeah.
Amen?
Right.
Amen? Now listen, they were asking him, prophesy.
Yep.
Now all of us believe tonight that he can prophesy.
Oh, yeah. Right. Right.
Because he is the word.
Amen. Right.
Amen? Tell us who smote thee. He knew them.
Right.
Although he was blindfolded. Amen. And they said, show us, tell us, and we shall believe.
Right.
What a challenge. Amen.
Amen.
And what a challenge, amen, to the gift. What a challenge. And he was the word.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
But they did not receive what they were asking for.
Right.
What's the reason? The approach.
Amen. Right.
Amen. They approach him. They blindfolded him. They mocked him, smote him. And when they had blindfolded him, they struck him in the face and asked him, saying, prophesy. Who is it that smote thee? He knew every one of them. He knew the numbers, the number of their hair. Brother Branham said, you know, we're serving a God who knows how many mosquitoes there are. Not only in Georgia, but in the whole world. Amen? And not only that, Brother Branham said, he also know how many times these mosquitoes bat their eyes. And then just few soldiers who insulted him, mocked him, smote him. You know, the blindfold could not do anything to know who they are.
Right.
He even knew what they were thinking about him.
Sure.
So they approach him and he had everything they were asking for.
Sure.
But they approach him in the wrong way.
Right.
They approach him in the wrong manner.
Amen.
There is something wrong.
Amen. Right.
Hallelujah.
And
so that's why the prophet of God said, in everything that you do, in everything that you say, in everything that we think, we should always check our motives.
Amen.
Right. Amen. We, you know, we preach the gospel. Amen. We should have the right motive.
Amen. Right.
Amen. We go to far-flung areas. Amen. We only have one motive, and that is to bring souls at the feet of Jesus Christ. Amen. We're not building any kingdom whatsoever except the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And so we're not promoting any man. We're not even promoting Brother Branham. God promoted him. Hallelujah. In that condition. And so you see, these men, and to think, we will believe you. Amen. So, you see, Jesus was not after whether they believe or not.
Right.
Amen. Amen. And you see, God, you know, He did not squander the gift.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. And they never got anything they were asking for.
That's right.
Because of the wrong approach that they had.
Right.
Amen. And you see, this is different when also in the book of Luke in chapter 8, and he's very much familiar with that, when a woman approached him, and you know, there were many people crowding on the Lord Jesus, and you know, she was so sick, she was so weak, and there was no strength in her body that was left.
Right.
Amen. And so we know she crawled between those legs. She approached him.
Right.
Amen. She never shouted because she had not enough strength to shout.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
She didn't even have enough strength to stand up.
That's right. Amen.
But she was crawling on her knees. Amen. And with her last strength, she just extended her hand and just touched the hem of the Lord's garment.
Yeah.
Amen. And that, amen, pulled some power.
Amen.
Amen. She got it.
Amen.
Because of her right approach.
Right.
Amen. Amen. And Jesus felt it.
Yes.
Who touched me? Amen. And some say, oh, there are many people who are touching you. You know, why should you ask who touched you? Amen. No. Amen. Somebody approach me.
Amen.
Somebody touch me.
Right. Right.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so, in the message, Resurrection of Lazarus, in Brother Branham's prayer, he said, our Heavenly Father, now we have come together this afternoon for one purpose, to speak of Thee and to love Thee, and we all love You, and we've come facing this. Today, knowing that today may be someone may seal their eternal destination from the service today, the attitude towards the Word.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
So it's very important. Amen. And we're so glad that the Lord Himself,
amen,
who chose us to approach Him.
Amen. Right.
Amen.
That's why we don't expect all people to have the same approach.
Right.
Amen. This word will be available to them. This message will be available to everybody.
Yep.
But it earns different reaction.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. Amen. But thank God for the grace of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Right.
That we were able. Why? Because of His own choosing.
Amen.
Amen. And I believe that's the word.
Amen. Right.
Amen. Blessed is the man whom Thou choosest to approach thee.
Right.
Amen. So He chose a place and He chose people to approach Him.
Right.
I'm just glad to be part of it.
Right.
Amen. I'm just glad to be, amen, and saying, God revealing Himself, He said, the right mental attitude towards any promise of God will bring it to pass.
Right. Right.
Amen. Right mental attitude.
Amen.
What more if our hearts are right?
Amen.
Amen. And He said, it's the way you come. That's what will happen.
Amen.
Just the attitude you take towards it.
Right. Right. Amen.
Wonderful. Amen. Another statement, he said, now, you remember, this Syrophoenician woman, All right? We're so familiar with that. He said, now, this woman, this Syrophoenician woman, she believed also. She said, Lord, first she said, thou son of David, a Gentile has no hold on Christ by the son of David. He had the wrong doctrine. She had the wrong doctrine to start with. Well, we believe that he is the son of David, but that was not 2,000 years ago. Amen? So, she approached him. She called him son of David. And because she called her with the wrong name, amen? And then he said, a Gentile had no hold on Christ by the son of David. That was through King David, the race of Jews. He never paid any attention to her.
Nope.
But when she turned and said, Lord, help me.
Amen. Yeah.
Approaching him as we are a needy people.
Right. That's right. Yes, sir.
That got him. He was her Lord. Not a son of David, but he was her Lord.
Right.
And said, Lord, help me. And that caught him. He turned around and said, it's true. The dogs eat the scraps from the master's table. That is true. Look what the woman had the right approach to God's gift.
Yep.
What did she say? He said she approached it right.
Right.
Yeah,
amen. That's
right. Amen?
Amen?
And he never said, oh, that's too much.
No.
I called you son of David. I called you Lord. And now you tell me I'm a dog.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Amen? But she said that is true. Amen. Because there's nothing wrong with the word of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Because he is the word.
Amen. Yeah.
He's not going to tell a lie.
Right. Right.
Amen. So he said, that's true. She recognized that the word that he said was true.
Right.
And he said, now he disgraced her. He said, I'm not sent to you. Your dogs in your generation, your races are nothing but dogs. I'm not sent to you. And she said, it's truth, Lord. There's the word. Amen. Stay with the word. Faith will always recognize the word.
Amen. Right.
But the dogs eat the crumbs under their master's table. That got him. Lord, help me. He turned and he said, for this saying, O woman, great is your faith.
Amen.
And for this saying, the devil slept your daughter. What? She got what? She approached the gift.
Right. Amen.
She approached God's gift in the right way.
Right. Amen.
You've got to approach. And remember, that was the first Gentile that ever had a miracle performed on them by the son of David.
Amen.
Remember, that was the first miracle performed to a Gentile. That's right. This healing of the Syrophoenician woman. That's right. She had the right approach to God's gift.
Right.
Faith in the midst of the word is right, reverent, humble.
Right.
Amen. So, humility always attracts God.
Amen.
Because it's always the right approach.
Right.
Amen? Now, how much more the bride?
Right.
Amen?
Amen. Right.
And, you know, just like in the home, you know, when the wife knows how to approach her bridegroom.
Right. Amen. Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
And, You know what I mean, husbands and wife,
yeah.
You know, and then, and you see, at times, we go extra mile, just like the Lord Jesus Christ,
yeah.
Amen, he came, amen, not for, he came for the lost sheep of Israel,
oh, yeah, right.
And that woman was not even a Jew,
no, right. Amen.
She was a Gentile,
yeah, right.
But because of her attitude, Jesus being absolute, he had to go extra mile.
Amen. Right.
And he had to extend his hand beyond.
Right. Amen.
Beyond the border.
Amen.
Amen. Beyond what he had, what he was supposed to do.
That's right.
And who can question him?
Amen.
Amen. Nobody can question him.
That's right.
But because he was so caught by that kind of attitude. Amen. She extended her hand, and grace was being extended,
amen,
to that woman,
right,
because of her attitude.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
And so it's the same thing with us. Amen. So that's why, you know, in this day and age, in this generation, amen, God has prepared us, amen, something that we will be humble enough,
right,
to be able to approach the gift.
Right. Amen.
that God has made available in this generation that we are living in.
Amen.
Amen. So, let me continue. And said, now, of course, we know, even in the order of service, we know how to approach God, you know, and so we approach Him by our means of worship, and, you know, and that's why before, Brother Branham said before, they go to battle, it is scriptural, you know, you have the musicians, and you have the army behind, amen? So you have the music, you have the word, and then the battle.
Amen?
So we always approach Him in that way. Now, in the Old Testament, being a type of the new and the works of the inward course of the tabernacle was a beautiful picture of God's plan of salvation for His mankind today. And if we can only learn by this now and how to get ourselves in the condition to receive what God has in store for us, it will just sweep the whole valley here. But don't you think it's better to always know how and what you're coming for? You got to know the way of approach to anything. He said, I prayed for kings in my day, and I noticed how they taken the cups out of my trouser legs, and when I walked before the king, and they told me not to turn my back on him, but when I left to back up, and it's a certain way of approach, otherwise you'd be called down. Amen. You got to come a provided way.
Right.
Amen. And you see, you approach in your honor and everything, and we must meet God upon His appropriated, provided plan of how we must approach Him. And if we could only approach Him through that plan and get it right, we are sure to get an audience
Amen.
With God.
Right. Right.
Amen. People at times fail to receive result because of their attitude in getting attention from
right.
the Lord.
Amen. Right.
Amen. But you know, but the prophet said, if only every one right. of us will be able to find out and of course, you know, and he said, we will be able to get an audience with God.
Right. Amen.
Amen. He said, now we watch what was in the outer court, then there was a holy place or the first veil, and then inside the holiest of holies, and what furniture was in the outer court, what was at the veil, the holy place, and what was in the holiest of holies. Now he said, amen. The dwelling place where God Himself dwelt, in them days He dwelt in His tabernacle, and today He dwells in you
Amen.
As His tabernacle.
Right.
But we must make this place a dwelling,
right.
not an outer court place,
right.
or the first holy place. But we must live with God in the holiest of holies, a consecrated, hidden life, alone, quiet with God.
Amen.
Amen. And so just like, you know, most of the time I take that illustration of Brother Branham that this dwelling place, this home, you know, this is a 3-room house.
Right.
Amen. And, you know, we have the, of course, in a 3-room house, he said, Brother Branham, no matter how big your house is, it's only divided into
right.
three.
Right.
Amen. If you have a dozen room, you
right,
know,
right.
No matter how big your lobby is, amen. So it's only divided into three. You have
right.
the living room, you have the kitchen, you have the living room,
right.
and you have the bedroom.
Right, right.
Amen. And Brother Branham said, we don't only approach Him in the outer court.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. And said it's just like the kitchen, you know, just like. You know, when we approach our friends, our brethren,
amen.
Our new friend, when we meet our new friends,
right. Right.
amen. And the first approach is, let's eat.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Amen.
Amen. Go, let's right. eat.
Yeah.
All right. So that's the outer court.
Yeah.
Amen. We go to the kitchen. We eat.
Yeah.
Amen. And, but we don't stop just in eating.
Right. Right.
Amen. And so that's the same thing when we serve God, when we have the home church, we go to church, and this is God's kitchen.
Amen. Right, right.
Amen. The preacher just provide the food,
right,
amen,
right.
that God has prepared.
Right.
Amen. We're just serving you the word,
right.
amen. It's we're just in the kitchen.
Amen, right.
amen. But you see, there are people, they sometimes, you know, they go to church, they listen, but they don't have so much attachment with the people.
Right, right.
Amen. They're just in the outer court.
Yeah.
Oh, we come there, we listen. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
Amen? But you see, if we are part of the home church, if we are part of the local congregation, right. Amen, we just don't leave after eating. Yeah. Amen. But we still hang, just like, you know, Brother Branham, you stay a little bit and you sit down in the living room and then you talk about things, you plan. Amen. You become identified. Our relationship becomes so mutual.
Right.
Amen. And so that's why, you know, all these things and because your church has part become your pastor has become so mission minded, you know. And I was so touched when Brother Sam told me this, you know, while we're talking about these things and we're just down there and the Lord has blessed you, that your neighbor gave you that portion of the property, and it's God's blessing.
Right, right.
Amen. You know, not everybody can get that kind of privilege.
Wow.
Amen, especially here in America.
Right.
You know,
right.
Of course not even in the Philippines, right. There's nothing that is free now.
Right.
Amen. But you see, God has blessed you with something, and you can see, we can always recognize God's goodness even in little things. Why? Because you have the right approach, and so God has given you something you're not expecting. Amen? And in the process of our conversation, you know, and he said, you know, we can build a better church, better than what we have right now. But what for? Amen? And, you know, although we have the privilege, you have the privilege to do that,
right.
You don't do it because, Brother Sam said, in that way, we can do more in the mission field out there.
Right. Right.
Amen?
Right.
Why? Because we're not just after the kitchen food.
Right.
Amen? But because of the food that we are eating,
right.
It becomes part of it. Part of us.
Right, right.
Amen. And so you're looking for something, and so you can plan, you can do something.
Right.
And so I believe, amen, that the heart of the pastor becomes the heart of his congregation too.
Right.
Amen. And you know, you can only know the heart of your pastor, amen, of course, the way he preached, but you know, when you become identified with each other. Amen. When we become one in heart, we become one in vision.
Right, right.
We have one in plans and everything.
Yeah.
And we learn that by sitting down. We learn that by talking about things. Amen. And where does it happen? Brother Branham said, not only in the kitchen, but when you stay a little bit. Amen. But of course we know, amen, that the third room is where the result happens. Amen. So it's not on the carnal principles, but we believe, amen, that in the bedroom is where something takes place.
Amen. Exactly right.
Amen. And so Brother Branham said, now we approach him.
Yep.
Of course, he is the word.
Amen.
All right. We listen to the word. We partake of the word.
Right.
Amen. But the word that we partake, amen, should put us into something where we will be identified with him.
Amen.
Right, right.
And we are so much identified with him, and we become one with him.
Amen.
And when we have union with him, we receive more seeds in him, and that will bring result.
Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And because we approach him, not just because we want to feed our souls, amen, with things. And you know, there are many people, because they want to be fed by the preaching of the word, which I said, there's nothing bad with it, but because they do not stay so long.
That's right, brother. Amen. That's it.
Amen. They cannot go a deeper relationship.
Right. Amen. That's right.
Only the kitchen relationship. It's just the outer court. Brother Branham said, don't just meet him.
Amen.
Don't just approach him in the outer court.
Right. Amen.
Meaning, don't just feed yourself with the word, although it's good, but you don't have to stop there.
Right.
Because when we're just after the word, amen, it will just stay in our minds, amen, and it will only make our heads big. And this is the problem at times, you know, even ministers, you know, they're so fed with the information of this message. Amen. And yet, concern does not follow after their ministries, and they don't care about souls, and they just care about the things that they know.
Yeah.
Amen. They're just so after the information. And so you see, Brother Branham said, no, don't just, you see, and today he dwells in you as his tabernacle, but we must make this place a dwelling, not outer court only.
No.
Amen. Not living room only.
Right. Right.
Amen. But approach him.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Up to that inner veil. And he said, but we must live with God in the holiest of holies,
Amen.
A consecrated hidden life alone. Amen. Alone. So unless this message becomes personal.
Amen.
Now in the kitchen, there are many there. You know, we rejoice, you know, and it's good, you know, to talk about the word and all this stuff. You know, many are rejoicing. We always rejoice with the word. Because the word, the revelation is what stimulates our faith.
Amen.
We can rejoice every time because of the revelation. Amen. But when we don't become part of it. Amen. That's why, what shall we do? Amen. There's always something that we have to do when we receive the revelation. Amen. When those about 3,000 souls in the book of Acts, they got the revelation that Peter preached. Amen. They said, it's not just kitchen, but they said, what shall we do?
Amen.
Amen. So when we caught something, it put us into action. Amen. That's the same thing when Isaiah, you know, I believe in Isaiah chapter 6. All right. And so God called Isaiah to be a prophet.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Isaiah was called to be a prophet, not to be a king.
Right.
But Isaiah was looking after a king.
Yep.
He was so caught up. Amen. About this young king that he saw and happened to be his close friend, Brother Branham said, and he received so much attention also and privileges because the king was his close friend. Amen. But you know, God knows how to get our attention, and you know, he for us to be able to approach him in the right way. And so when the king died, amen, he was looking for a king, for the earthly king. Amen. But when he was down because he was so affected by the death of the king who was his friend. Amen. And now the first thing that he did, he approached the temple. Amen. So, and then he approached, and when he went to the temple, amen, he saw, amen, not only, amen. No, so God, amen, called him, amen. God allowed that thing to happen so that, you know, Isaiah will change his vision from an earthly king.
Right.
He can look up and he saw the heavenly king.
Right.
Amen. And so you see, Brother Branham said, identify that those, you know, angels that he saw, amen. You know, they had three pairs of wings, and he preached on that, on the message influence, and he said the pair covered their faces, amen. The other pair covered their knees, and then the other pair, amen. It continued to flap, and he said they covered their face because it represents respect. And then they covered their knees, and it was, amen, a sign of humility.
Right. Yeah.
And then it was a continuous action, Brother Branham said.
Right.
And then putting them together, Brother Branham said, it was respect and humility in action.
Right.
And that's the way to approach God.
Amen.
And you know, Isaiah saw it. And then when he saw it, amen, now something happened to Isaiah, that when he did it, he also caught the attention of God.
Yeah, right.
And he said, and Isaiah said, Lord, amen, I am a man of unclean lips. And I'm living in the midst of people who are also unclean.
Yeah.
So suddenly he realized who he was.
Right.
He suddenly realized he needed God.
Amen.
And he suddenly realized he knew he had to humble himself. He had to confess.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. And so that's why in Isaiah chapter 6, you know, it has three parts. And you see, the first part, amen, it was, you know, he recognized who he was. Amen. And he made the confession. Amen. And then later on, because of that confession, amen, he was forgiven.
Amen.
And then what follows after that was the greatest commission.
Yeah.
Amen. And said, Lord, here I am.
Amen.
Send me.
Amen.
So everything. So that's why you see, how do we approach God? Of course, we approach him with all manners of humility, just like what these women have shown. That's why we will see seldom in the Bible. Brother Branham said, seldom in the Bible you see women's name are being written. You know, but there are women because they have special participation. They have, you know, they have special attention being given by God to them because of the display of their characteristics. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They were able to approach His glory. They were able to approach.
Amen.
We find lots of women like even Queen Esther, how she approached the king.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. And there were many women more beautiful probably than Esther.
Amen.
But she caught the attention of the king.
Amen.
Amen. And the good thing there, amen, Esther had Mordecai who instructed her how to approach the king, the way she should conduct herself, the way she must approach the king. And it was because there's a Mordecai. Amen. So it's the same manner that we have right now. We have our Mordecai in this generation who dress up the bride.
Right.
Amen. Who gives instruction to the bride so that we will be able to approach our king in this generation.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. So we always glorify God for His goodness.
Amen.
And it's always earns good result when we continue to humble ourselves before Him. As a bride, you know, we all have the reasons to be, to be proud.
Right.
You know, the prophet had all the reason, amen. And I remember, you know, Brother Branham was, you know, in front of these buildings, you know, being built by his contemporaries at that time. And, you know, being human, he said, Lord, maybe, you know, you cannot trust me with all these things because I'm uneducated of some sort and everything. But I'm happy with this, what you have done to these people. Although they admit that they have, you know, caught something, they got the inspiration from the little ministry that you have given me. But look what they've got now.
Amen.
But see, with that humble heart. There was a
voice,
he said, as clear as you hear my voice.
Right.
He said, but I am your portion.
Right.
Hallelujah. Amen. And what can be greater than that? When God becomes our portion.
Right.
Amen. We may not have everything that others have. Amen. But even then, we can still approach Him.
Amen.
Amen. With the right attitude. And I believe those attitudes are always produced. Amen. By the things that we get from the message. Because the words that I speak unto you, they're spirits and they are life.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
So, this message, it being received in the head, it will make our head big.
Yep.
Amen. But when this message is being received by our hearts,
amen,
it will make our hearts. And so then that's the hidden life. And I'm glad tonight we have this message that came in, to the hearts of a prophet.
Amen.
Who was a real humble man.
Amen.
Amen. And God help us, you know, to be like the Lord Jesus Christ and to be like, amen, His word.
Amen.
Amen. So may the Lord adds His blessing, amen, to the little portion that I have tonight.
Amen.
Amen. And may we continue to approach Him all the time.
Right.
Amen. Not just on the outer court, not just on the living room.
Right.
Amen. But inside the room. He said, in that hidden life where He becomes so personal to us. Amen. Unless we walk with Him personally. Amen. So we just don't worship Him by group, by church, but we approach Him, and it's some kind of a hidden life that only you and Him.
Right.
Hallelujah. Can you recognize Him, and He can recognize you.
Amen. Right.
We accepted Him, and we are being accepted.
Amen.
Too.
Right. That's right.
Hallelujah. So do we see the two different approaches? Amen. Yeah. Those men, amen. The Lord had what they were asking for.
That's right. Yeah.
But they approached Him with the wrong approach.
Right. Right.
And they did not receive it.
Right.
But these women, amen, they approach the Lord Jesus Christ with the right approach, with the right manner, with the right attitude, and they receive.
Yes.
And I believe whatever we're asking for, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the spirit of humility and respect, and we put our faith into action, it will earn good result, and it will give Him glory.
Right.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, and just continue on praying for us.
Yes.
Amen. And if the Lord tarries, amen, we will keep on pressing on until that last predestinated seed, amen, will come into the fold.
Amen.
God bless you, Brother Sam, amen, and all the rest of the believers here in Lula, Georgia. Amen. We will keep also all of you in our prayers.
Amen.
As I turn the microphone to Brother Samuel, God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Keep on praying for us, for my little congregation and my family.
Amen. Glory.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
God bless you,
Brother Samuel. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you.
To our brother.
Amen.
What a great day.
Amen.
For a church to realize a people who they are.
That's right.
And what we're here for. We're not here to tear the world apart.
Nope.
We're here to be Christians.
Amen.
And walk day by day in a Christian life before the world. That they can see Christ in us. Amen. Make sure you tell our brother how much you appreciate it. We believe the word, and we thank you, him, for his effort and what they're doing there. I was telling him a little bit today because, you know, you say a missionary. Well, see, this may sound odd to you, but see, I'm a pastor. All right. If I go somewhere else here just in the States and around, that wouldn't be no missionary endeavor. But to go out where somebody else hadn't been is a missionary endeavor. And you see these brothers going to these countries and things. And that's a missionary endeavor. They're there, but they're right on those countries, and some of them ain't too friendly.
No.
They're out there doing a missionary work. We're over here just taking it easy, you know. But that's the way God has to work it out. Amen. What you got, brother?
224. Each step I take. Each step I take, my Savior goes before me.
What about it?
And with His loving hand, He leads the way. And with each breath, I whisper, I adore Thee.
You have a need? Just come and let's see.
Oh, what joy to
we've heard a great message. Now let's reap our benefit part, Mr. Rush.
Each step I take, I know that He will guide me to higher ground.
He
ever leads me on.
How about it? Anybody have a need?
Just come and see. Someday, the last step will be taken. Each step I take.
You shall know the truth. The truth will set you free. What a wonderful day. What an opportunity we've had to hear from
my
God.
My faith began to waver when up ahead I see a chasm wide.
Instead I turn and look up to my Savior. I am strong when He is by my side. Amen. Each step I take, I know. Until someday, the last step what is will approach be to God? Taken.
To do what He says.
Each step I take,
in His word.
Just leads me
that's
closer
the right approach.
Home.
It's not
I
how good we can be
God,
to try to approach Him.
No matter
it's just being in the right order. Like the brother bring out about eternal, Esther, see? And who was it? Mordecai told her. One of them, the king, you know, the man told, said, you go do this away. Because he knew what would contact that king. Well, do we know enough about God to be able to lead people to Him? Because we know what He'll do. We know what He'll listen to. Do we know Him in that much of a nature? Do we know Him?
I know that He
to know Him
will
is life.
Guide me
not to know about Him,
to hide
but to know Him. But see, we're like the prophet when the you talking about the man back in time, you know, got converted, went to the preacher, said, should I go out and do this, that, and the other? He said, no. Should I go to college? He said, no. He said, just go tell them how the candle got lit. Well, that was the greatest thing to do, was to tell he got saved, and God could take that and convert people with that little message of the just shall live by faith and walk in it. Amen. Just make sure you tell our brother how much you appreciate him. If you have anything you'd like to give him, we always say about the brothers as they come, so feel free to do so, because that's good, you know, to help them and all. But the Lord be with him and bless him as he travels home Friday, I think, going on to Alabama and through another way. So pray that the Lord would bless him and take care of him in all things, right? Amen. Just remember now, Brother Quinn will be here, the Lord willing, Sunday, ministering for us. And then we'll have a week, Wednesday, that Wade's got to preach. He didn't know that till just now. But we schedule. I'm a scheduler, remember? So schedulers don't preach.
I'm not foreign.
Right. He's very foreign. So that'll fit. Okay. Amen. Tell our brother how much you appreciate it. We just give a good hand. Right. Brother Douglas will be here on the 18th ministering, because Wade and I will be coming back from Illinois. We will be in church. So don't think we're not going to be missing. We got to do, we'll leave up there and start this way, but we'll be in church coming back so we can fellowship together with other brothers and things. That's a good opportunity to run up and run back and do it. But just tell our brother how much you appreciate it. Let's give him a good hand. Amen. Thank you, Father, for the day and the love that you've given us, the time, the opportunity to be able to just sit down for a little while and listen and to hear about somebody else's experience and things and thoughts in their lives and things. That's our joy in our heart, because they're talking about our Savior. They're talking about our God. And Lord, how much do we love to talk about you? We love you and we thank you. Bless Brother Danny as he goes on and traveling and doing the things here in the States and then going back home. Be with him. Take care of him. Guide us all in your love. Give us a safe journey home tonight, Lord. Be with everybody. Take care of all. Remember the sick ones among us. You promised it, so we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have long